Jasher chapter 59. And these are the names of the sons of Israel who dwelt in Egypt, who had come with Jacob. And all the sons of Jacob came unto Egypt, every man with his household. The children of Leah were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, and their sister Dinah. And the sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons of Zilpah, the handmaid of Leah, were Gad and Asher. And the sons of Bilhah, the handmaid of Rachel, were Dan and Naphtali. And these were their offspring that were born unto them in the land of Canaan, before they came unto Egypt with their father Jacob. The sons of Reuben were Chanoch, Palu, Chetzron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zochar, and Saul, the son of the Canaanitish woman. And the children of Levi were Gershon, Kehath, and Merari, and their sister Jochebed, who was born unto them in their going down to Egypt. And the sons of Judah were Er, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. And Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Chezron and Chamul. And the sons of Issachar were Tola, Phuva, Job, and Shomron. And the sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jachleel. And the son of Dan was Chushim. And the sons of Naphtali were Jachzeel, Gunai, Jetzer, and Shelam. And the sons of Gad were Ziphion, Chagai, Shunai, Esbon, Eri, Arodi, and Arali. And the children of Asher were Jimna, Jishva, Jishvai, Beriah, and their sister Serah. And the sons of Beriah were Cheba and Malkiel. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, Beka, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Akai, Rosh, Muppim, Juppim, and Ord. And the sons of Joseph, who were born unto him in Egypt, were Manasseh and Ephraim. And all the souls that went forth from the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. These are they who came with Jacob their father unto Egypt to dwell there. And Joseph and all his brethren dwelt securely in Egypt, and they ate of the best of Egypt all the days of the life of Joseph. And Joseph lived in the land of Egypt 93 years, and Joseph reigned over all Egypt 80 years. And when the days of Joseph drew nigh that he should die, he sent and called for his brethren and all his father's household, and they all came together and sat before him. And Joseph said unto his brethren, and unto the whole of his father's household, Behold, I die. And God will surely visit you, and bring you up from this land to the land which he swore to your fathers to give unto them. And it shall be, when God shall visit you to bring you up from here to the land of your fathers, then bring up my bones with you from here. And Joseph made the sons of Israel to swear for their seed after them, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall bring up my bones with you from here. And it came to pass after this that Joseph died in that year, the 71st year of the Israelites going down to Egypt. And Joseph was 110 years old when he died in the land of Egypt. And all his brethren and all his servants rose up, and they embalmed Joseph, as was their custom. And his brethren and all Egypt mourned over him for 70 days. And they put Joseph in a coffin filled with spices and all sorts of perfume. And they buried him by the side of the river that is Sihor. And his sons and all his brethren and the whole of his father's household made a 7 days' mourning for him. And it came to pass, after the death of Joseph, all the Egyptians began in those days to rule over the children of Israel. And Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who reigned in his father's stead, took all the laws of Egypt and conducted the whole government of Egypt under his counsel. And he reigned securely over his people.